Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very interesting and informative hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about abandoning of alcohol, even if it be for the sake of someone other than Allah. As you know, in Islam, alcohol is, the consumption of alcohol and intoxicants is a very grave sin, and it's considered a vice that leads to, in fact, other vices. This is perhaps one of the reasons why it's been considered a grave sin. Islam is very adamantly and categorically prohibited it in all situations. As you know, one of the vices that was prevalent amongst the Arabs before the advent of Islam was the consumption of alcohol. This is reflected in a lot of the poems of the pagan Arabs. If you are acquainted with some of them, if you look at some of them, there's a lot of references to alcohol and wine and these kind of things, which is something also common in all poetry. A lot of historians have said that the reason for this could perhaps be that in Arabia, in the Arabian Peninsula at that time, water was very scarce, a very scarce resource. They didn't have a lot of access to it. So in order to make up for that, they made alcohol and wine, and they consumed it. And then obviously they became addicted to it. And it was something that took a long time for Islam to eradicate, and it went through a series of stages before it was eradicated. In any case, and one thing that we would like to emphasize is that the consumption of alcohol is not something that's very prevalent amongst Muslims. You know, a lot of most practicing Muslims, good Muslims, noble Muslim households, this is not a vice that we see is very common there. Unfortunately, however, a lot of Muslims who migrate to non-Muslim countries, or Muslims who are living in places where they are, a minority, and they're dealing with, non-Muslims on a constant basis, this vice kind of becomes, they become afflicted with it, partially. And so our program is addressing, these kind of individuals who might have been affected in this way from it. In this prophetic hadith, the Prophet says, "Whoever abandons alcohol for other than the sake of Allah, Allah will quench his thirst in paradise with the sealed wine." Imam Ali exclaimed, "For other than Allah?" The Prophet replied, "Yes, by Allah, for his own protection and well-being." Now, this hadith is interesting because usually we think that in order for us to gain a reward for some good act, it has to be for the sake of Allah. But in this hadith, with respect to this act in particular, this good deed of relinquishing this vice of consumption of alcohol, the Prophet said, in this case in particular, even if a person does it for some other reason, not for the sake of Allah, he will still get the divine reward in the hereafter. Perhaps because this alludes to the importance and significance of this and the necessity of this relinquishing of this vice. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at enjoyment of abandoning of alcohol, even if it be for other than Allah, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.